Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gil English. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ivy Andrews. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ivy Andrews. And now, play ball. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Salters fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Salters. White goes all the way around to score. Rogel moves all the way to home. It's 2-0, Tigers. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry can't make a play. That's a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gil English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is called out on strikes. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sullivan. The throw from Hayworth and he is out, English applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greenberg moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greenberg scores. Walker moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Gil English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English hits a pop-up towards third. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bridges strikes out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell moves to second. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayworth scoops up the ball and tags Sullivan for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-2 in the game. English hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry strikes out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. Soltis strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. Gil English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews bunts towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. Hughes moves to second. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hughes scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Hayworth and he is out, Rogel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Babe Herman pinch hits for Ray Hayworth. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Goslin pinch hits for Tommy Bridges. Eldon Ocker pinch runs for Babe Herman. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ocker moves to third. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ocker scores. One out. It's Tigers, 4, Indians, 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Goslin moves to third. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes has Goslin trapped. There's the throw to Sullivan and back to Hughes, who tags Goslin for the out. Rogel moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets now catching. Schoolboy Rowe now pitching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Walker strikes out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gil English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Owen. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Hale applying the tag. Two outs. Gil English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-3 in the game. Soltis bunts towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe strikes out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heving fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Roy Hughes. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath pinch hits for Joe Heving. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to second. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. It's Tigers, 5, Indians, 5. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-4 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Campbell goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.